Great poets have said that there's a time for everything. What? They haven't. Well, it's high time they did. Now is the time before episode number 6 to warn you that Little Orphan Amy is intended for mature audiences only. In other words, it begins to get tacky, 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 gang. Dave Sturm doesn't just violate a few dorm rules. Why, he violates Constance Payne. It's really a great deal of fun. As you mature folks will find out during episode number 6 of Little Orphan Amy. Good evening and welcome once again to yet another episode of Little Orphan Amy. As you may very well remember, we last left Sandy asking Amy out to the game, with Constance fighting to stop him, Bradley Woolworth III still high after 2 weeks, and Leroy taking spinning lessons, thank God. We now go to Amy's room, where she is thinking about Sandy's invitation and Constance's warning. Enter Todd.
Hi, Amy.
Oh, hi, Todd.
What's wrong, Amy? Is something bothering you?
It's just Constance and Sandy.
Constance and Sandy? They're not getting together, are they?
No, nothing like that. Sandy asked me to go to the football game with him.
Well, what are you sad about? Sandy's a fine fellow.
I know, but Constance says that I shouldn't go out with him because he swims in the seawater, and the seawater has slimy creatures in it, and that Sandy has infested pores.
Constance told you this?
Yeah. And then Sandy got mad, and Anita thought that Constance and Sandy were going to have a fight, and then everyone came in and...
Well, my dear girl, the first thing for you to do is stop listening to Constance's half-witted wisdom and start thinking of how you feel about the situation.
Well, Sandy is a nice boy.
Then it's settled. Go to the game with Sandy.
It's as easy as that?
It's as easy as that.
Oh, thank you, Todd. Thanks a lot. I can't wait to find Sandy and tell him I'm going to the game with him. Bye.
Ah, the joys of childhood.
With Amy's problem solved, we now join Anita Fix, who feels remorse after getting Bradley Woolworth wasted. She decides to pay him a visit.
Hey, Bradley.
Oh, who's there?
It's me, Anita. Can I come in?
Yes, but don't open the door too loudly.
How do you feel, Bradley?
The hair on my head hurts.
Listen, Bradley, I'm real sorry about this. I shouldn't have got you so bent. At least not for your first time. Will you accept my apology?
Yes, but I would accept 2 aspirin more readily.
Oh, thanks, Bradley. Now you get some rest. You'll feel better soon.
Anita?
Yeah?
Do you think we could try that again sometime? Except for the after effects, it was a rather enjoyable experience.
Well, sure, Bradley. Hey, later days.
Oh!
Go back to sleep, Bradley.
Thank you, sir.
Yes. Amy runs excitedly to Sandy's room and knocks on the door.
Sandy, are you there?
Is that you, Amy? Come on in. I wasn't too sure you'd want to see me after what happened yesterday.
It's okay, Sandy. I just wanted to tell you I'd love to go to the game with you this weekend.
You what?
I said I'd love to go to the football game with you.
Really? That's fantastic. Wow!
What's all the yelling for? Did you pass your chemistry test?
No, it's better than that. Amy said she'd go to the game with me.
Boss! That's just boss! Now we can double date.
Wait a minute.
It'll be so much fun. We can sit in the sands together and get pizza at the Colgate afterwards and have a real neato time.
What?
Doesn't that sound like fun to you, Amy?
That sounds great!
I'll have to go finish macrameing my jacket for the game. Want to help me, Amy?
I'll come up after I've checked my mail. Goodbye, Sandy.
See you later, Amy. Bye, Suncat.
Yeah, goodbye. Well, there go the submarine races right on down the tube.
Yeah, looks like we're stuck with each other for another football game.
We follow Amy to the mail room in the lobby of domesticated, quiet, and peaceful Mojave Hall.
Oh my God, I didn't get any mail!
Jiminy Cricket, I got lots of mail. Let's see, a letter from Annie, one from the kids I babysit. What's this, a catalog? I didn't send for anything.
Hi, Amy. What you got there?
Oh, just some letters and a strange catalog.
Where's it from?
Lover's Gourmet. Must be a mail order kitchen shop.
Well, let's take a look inside.
Susie, look at these funny looking utensils. That funnel sure is odd shaped. It must be something new.
Susie knows what it really is, but she doesn't let Amy in on it.
Amy, look at this.
I think it's a vibrating rolling pin for dough that gets tough.
The catalog even has liquid products. Look at this picture.
Must be for plants. It says, easy come, easy grow on the label. That would be great for our plants. Let's order some of this happiness stuff.
Bitsy Peace enters the mail room.
Oh, hi, Bitsy.
Oh, I see my catalog finally arrived. I've been running low on supplies.
Do you cook, Bitsy?
Only at night, Amy. I gotta take my mail to my room. Hey, Susie, let's go.
Bye, girls.
While Bitsy and Susie are on their way to Bitsy's room, they are stopped by Anita Fix.
Psst, Bitsy, Susie.
Yeah,
what?
Huh? Come here, I gotta talk to you.
What is it, Anita? You need a fix?
Cosmic, how did you know my sister's name?
Just get to the point, Anita.
Okay. Both of you have a shared dislike of Constance, am I right?
You are correct.
Well, I got an idea how to mellow her out.
Oh yeah? What's that? Are you getting Dave Sturm to teach her human anatomy by the Braille method?
Don't make me ill. This is better than that.
Well, what is it then? Don't keep us in suspense.
Does Constance like brownies?
Sure, as long as they're baked under the strictest sanitary conditions. But what has that got to do with anything?
Want to help me bake brownies today?
Oh, Anita, what kind of ideas?
Alice's brownies, that is.
What? Are you hallucinating?
Oh, I wish I was.
Well, what do? When do we start?
We bake them, stick them in a box, and make it look like they're from her mom and dad.
I get it. And then she eats them and...
Say no more. Let's get to work.
We'll leave the girls to their, brownies and join Bruce, Queen, and Leroy, who have returned from Mrs. A's. Bruce, Queen is confused as usual. This time... about what happened there.
I still don't know why that girl kept pinching me last night. Coach didn't say it was my birthday.
You idiot. She had the hots for you.
Hots?
Yeah, like she kind of liked you.
Well, Coach says I can't like girls till the season is over. Anyway, I gotta practice my football for the game this weekend. Coach says I can't...
But Bruce, you gotta relax and have some time for yourself once in a while. Not always for your coach, you know.
Howdy, gang.
Oh, hi, Clam.
Hello, Cowboy Clam. I got to get back to my running. Coach says I got to stay in shape. Bye, Clam. Bye, Leroy.
Well, how's it going, Clam?
Oh, just dandy, Leroy. Mary Lou and I are becoming like a hen and rooster.
Why don't you come on out with me and some of the other fellers tonight? We's thinking it's going down to the Tostada Rounds and having a few drinks and maybe a little dance.
Oh, Leroy, I don't do that no more. Not since I got my little heifer Mary Lou.
Come on, Clam. You haven't gotten out to have a good time for quite a while.
I don't know. Besides, isn't Mrs. A's more our style, Leroy?
Well, the other fellers wanted to go to the rounds, and so I thought I'd give it a go. So how about it?
Well, if you don't tell Mary Lou, we were supposed to practice our sheep castration tonight. I guess we can wait and do it later.
Okay, then. I'll see you later, partner.
You missed me that time, Leroy, you hick. We return to Bitsy, Susie, and Anita, who have finished Constance's gastronomic delight.
I don't think I'm going to be able to keep a straight face.
Well, you had better, because you've got to make Constance think this is on the level.
Constance won't be on the level after she's eaten these. Jeez, I used an ounce of my best weed.
I know, and stop nibbling on those brownies. We've got to save them for Constance.
Oh, I'm sorry. She's a lucky girl, that Constance.
Well, wish me luck, you guys. I'm going in. Constance, are you here? Oh, God! I guess you are here.
Oh, hello, Bitsy. I guess you smell the Lysol. Oh, I love that fresh, clean scent.
Smells like toilet cleaner. Yeah, right. Well, let me open the window. Oh, Constance, there was a package for you in the mail.
A package for me? Oh, who's it from?
I think it's from your mom and dad.
Oh, you're right. I wonder what it is.
Well, open it.
Oh, look! Fresh from my mother's spick and span kitchen. I love brownies. Mmm, delicious. Would you like one, Bitsy?
Oh, no. I'm on a diet. You eat them.
You sure you won't have one?
No, you just finish the whole box, Constance.
Oh, I'm hungry enough to do just that.
Well, I'll see you later, Constance. I have to go study for a test. Enjoy your brownies.
Bye, Bitsy.
Well, that's that. How long before visible results, Anita?
Oh, give her about half an hour. It's pretty strong stuff.
First Bradley and now Constance. Who else is on the list for corruption?
Funny thing you should ask that, Susie. For at this very moment, Ashley Trey and Cliff Drag are having a rare... will make that very rare brainstorm.
Say, you know what Anita just told me?
Oh, wow, she tried another high, huh?
No, she, Bitsy, and Susie baked Constance some Alice's brownies.
Are you kidding? That girl's busy.
Say, I got an idea, Cliff.
Oh, wow, do you want to try some more shrooms?
No, I think we should let our friendly R.A. in on all the fun.
You mean get him wasted?
Yeah, but in a different fashion. I found this instant alcohol, you know, a powder in Bradley's room. All we have to do is slip it in a legal drink and give it to Dave.
Let me see that stuff. Oh, wow. A teaspoon makes any 8-ounce glass 180 proof.
Say, hey, we're going to have to save some of it for ourselves. Hand me a Coke from the fridge.
And just moments later...
Someone's knocking at the door. Someone's ringing my bell.
Say, Dave,
hey,
how
Dave,
you doing?
How you doing, guy?
I'm full of happiness.
Say, we thought you might be a little thirsty, Dave, so we brought you a drink.
Mmm, thank you. Tastes like cherry cola. C-O-L-A, cola.
Okay, okay, we get the message.
Hey, Cliff, Ashley, your phone's ringing.
Oh, wow, let's get it. It might be our connection.
Say, hey, see ya, Dave.
Never can say goodbye. Oh, well, it's just another tequila sunrise. Mmm, yummy, yummy, yummy. I got love.
We'll leave Dave to his spiked cola and check out the action, or lack thereof, in Bradley Woolworth III's room.
Oh, I feel so strange. I have the most peculiar urge to do my calculus homework.
Oh, Bradley Woolworth, my roommate. Why did you yell?
I have a headache of massive proportions, bros. I would appreciate it if you'd refrain from closing the door so hard.
Oh, you mean when I do this?
Oh, yes, yes! Play that note again!
I'm sorry. Gotta run and stay in shape for the football game. You should run and stay in shape, Bradley Woolworth, my roommate. Coach says that's what's wrong with America. He says everyone should stay in shape and run and drink Gatorade. Then we would be in shape to fight the communists when they try to take over.
Excuse me, Bruce, but I need to finish my nap. I'm still extremely exhausted.
Oh, okay. We can run tomorrow and drink Gatorade. Oh, that's right. Gotta drink my Gatorade.
No, Bruce, that's not...
That Gatorade tasted kind of sour.
That's because it wasn't Gatorade. That was my green 25.
Oh, I thought it was too sour to be Gatorade.
I'm not sure I want to see what happens now. So we'll go back to Constance, who has finished her box of brownies and is beginning to feel the effects.
Oh, my head feels so funny. I must not have gotten enough rest last night.
Constance, are you home?
Yes, come in.
Hello, Constance.
Hi, Constance, are you all right? Your eyes are kind of red.
Oh, I must not have gotten enough sleep last night. What do you girls want?
We have a message for you. We were just in Gadget's room, and Anita came in and said for us to tell you that Dave wants to see you.
Dave Stern? Our R.A.?
Well, that's what she said.
Oh, my. I hope I didn't do anything wrong.
She said he wanted to see you right away, so you'd better step on it, and I gotta get back to my macrame. Coming, Amy?
Yeah. Bye, Constance.
Bye.
Constance stumbles off to Dave Sturm's room, wondering what could have prompted his request.
What could he want? It couldn't be my room. I always keep it clean, and my bed is always made. Oh, I bet he's found Bitsy's awful pills. Ooh, that girl. My head feels so light. Here's Dave's room, I think.
I'm stepping into a slide zone. Oh, let me be the sultan of swing and dance the night away. Could be a hard day's night, but I will survive. Who's there?
Oh, I'm feeling awful. So strange. I ate several of these brownies that my mom baked in her spick and span kitchen, and now my head is starting to feel light.
I've been sipping cider through a straw all day long. I'm so dizzy, my head is spinning like a whirlpool. It never ends.
Oh, no. I bet there was botulism in those brownies. I'm feeling so tired.
Oh, lay across my big brass bed.
Oh, gee.
Thanks, Dave. What was it you wanted to see me about?
Oh, I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, what happened to the lights? I think I'm dying.
This is the night the lights went out in Georgia.
I want you. I need you. I love you, Constance. Oh.
Dad, let go of me.
Oh, let me be your teddy bear, your everything.
I think you're drunk, Dave. What's that?
Don't touch me there. That's my big 10-inch.
Funny, it doesn't feel like a record.
I can't get no satisfaction.
My God, what the hell have I gotten into here? Spat at by Aggies, confronted with Bradley Woolworth's disgusting experiments, and now this! I wish whoever talked me into doing this would talk me out of it. Let's leave this sordid scene for another one at Tostado Rounds, where we join Clem Leroy and some of the guys.
Gee, Clem, where are all the girls with the tight jeans and their names on the belts? We can't pick up one if we don't know her name.
Let's go over to the bar and get a drink. I don't see any spittoons around here.
Guess we'll have to use the planters, or maybe the narrator for now. Hey, look, it's Todd, Cliff, and Ashley, too.
Good evening, guys. Are you enjoying yourselves?
Sort of. The girls are dressed kind of funny. They don't wear any underwear, and that music's pretty weird.
Yeah, where are them pedaled steel guitars?
Say, hey, this place is a drag. I want to get high, man.
Let's go outside for a while and check the tires on the joint lubricant.
I think I'll join you.
You guys should chew this stuff instead of smoking that.
Oh, wow, I never thought of chewing it.
Say, hey, let's jam. See you guys later.
Hey, look, Leroy, it's Sandy and Tommy.
Hey, fellas, having a good time?
Yeah, there are a lot of pretty girls around here.
Uh-huh. Look at that one. She's got puka shells on and everything. I'll bet she's a real beach bum. I think I'll go check her out.
Hey, remember Gadget, Tommy.
Hey, out of sight, out of mind. See you tomorrow, Sandy.
I think I'll go ask the DJ to play Surfing Safari. Do you guys want to hear anything?
I'm kind of in the mood for Drop Kick Me Jesus Through the Goalposts Alive.
If I can remember that, I'll ask for it. See you later.
Bye, Sandy.
As Sandy heads off to the disc jockey, we go to another corner of the room, where Susie Swiss Cheese, Bitsy Peace, and Mary Lou are sitting and drinking and, well, let's just listen in.
I'm really glad I came, Susie. This place is fun. I can't wait to tell Clem about it. Maybe we can come here after our oral exams on castration next week.
Oh, right. The music is great, and I just can't wait to dance.
You may get your wish. Here come a couple of hunks. Hi there, guys. What's going down?
Maybe you, foxy lady.
Let's dance first. See you girls later.
Hey, would you like to dance?
Oh, sure. Hey, see you later, Mary Lou.
Yeah, bye, Bitsy. Bye, Susie. Have a swingin' kicking time. I think I'll have another drink. I'm feeling pretty good.
Hello there.
Hi. How are you?
I'm fine. How about a dance?
Dance? I don't know. What would Clem say?
Oh, come on. Let's dance and get to know each other a little better.
Well, okay, but just one dance. Do Agaston?
And on the other side of the room.
Hey, ain't that Mary Lou over there?
I can't see. There's too many lights blinking on and off.
It sure looks like her. I'm gonna go get a little closer.
Say, that is Mary Lou. Who's she with?
I don't know, but I'm gonna find out. Mary Lou.
Clem.
Who's this guy?
It's my honey pie, Clem.
What do you think you're doing with my Mary Lou?
Just dancing with her, cowboy. There's no law against that, is there?
There sure is. She's my girl. Stand back, everybody. I'll teach this guy to dance with my Mary Lou.
No, Clem. He can't help it if he can't egg a stomp.
Oh, jeez. Will Clem beat up Mary Lou's dancing partner and teach him how to Aggie stomp? Will Mary Lou fail her oral exam on castration? Will Bruce Queen feel any after effects from Bradley's Green 25? Will Constance and Dave feel any after effects? Or can they be cured by a pill? Will Anita fix baked brownies for Amy? Etc., etc., etc. Tune in next week and hear Amy say...
Will a vibrating rolling pin help me make better cookies?
Little Orphan Amy is written... produced... and directed by the staff and management of KCPR. Any resemblance to persons living or dead is the purest coincidence. This is your pronouncer speaking. Ha 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 ha